This is Akashvani. The news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Apulia, Italy today to participate in the G7 summit tomorrow. Briefing media in New Delhi, Foreign Secretary Vinay Quatra said India has been invited as an outreach country. This will be the Prime Minister's first overseas travel after assuming office in his third consecutive term. He said the visit will also be an opportunity to engage with other world leaders present at the G7 summit on issues of importance to India as also to the Global South. In view of the run-up to the 10th edition of the International Yoga Day on the 21st of June, Prime Minister Narendra Modi today shared a video clip of Tadasana, or the palm tree posture, on social media platform X. The clip described the health benefits and steps to perform the standing asana. Sharing the video, the Prime Minister said that Tadasana is very good for the body and it ensures more strength and better alignment. The External Affairs Ministry has said that around 40 Indians are understood to have died and over 50 injured in the fire incident in a labour housing facility in Mangaf area of Kuwait. It said that the embassy is ascertaining the full details from the concerned Kuwaiti authorities and the company. The ministry said in a statement that those injured are presently admitted in 5 government hospitals and are receiving proper medical care and attention. According to hospital authorities, most of the admitted patients are stable. Following the incident, Ambassador of India in Kuwait, Adarsh Swaika, immediately visited the location of the incident and also the hospitals to ascertain the welfare of the Indian nationals. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a review meeting on the fire tragedy in Kuwait at his residence in New Delhi. The Prime Minister expressed his sorrow at the incident and extended condolences to the families of the deceased. He wished speedy recovery of those injured. The Prime Minister announced ex gratia relief of 2 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased Indian nationals from the Prime Minister Relief Fund. India has dispatched a flight carrying approximately 19 tons of humanitarian assistance and disaster relief supplies for Papua New Guinea today following a devastating landslide in Enga province of Papua New Guinea. In a social media post, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranthis Jaiswal said that India had announced immediate assistance of $1 million to the Forum for India-Pacific Islands Cooperation FIPIC partner. He added that the aid comprises 13 tons of disaster relief material, including temporary shelter, water tanks, hygiene kits, meals ready to eat, and 6 tons of emergency use medicine, medical equipment, including dengue and malaria diagnostic kits, and baby food. BJP leader Pema Khandu took oath as Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh today. Mr. Khandu met Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik at Raj Bhavan yesterday evening and staked the claim to form a new government. India's headline retail inflation eased to the lowest in a year at 4.75% in May 2024, according to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation. In the previous month of April 2024, the Consumer Price Index, CPI inflation, was at 4.83%. The headline rate for last month is the lowest after May 2023 and has now been under the 5% mark for 3 consecutive months starting March 2024. Indian equity benchmarks opened in green today. In intraday trade, the 30-share BSE Sensex jumped 539 points to hit its lifetime peak of 75,145. The NSE Nifty climbed 158 points to its record peak of 23,481. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup cricket, India defeated the United States by 7 wickets at the Nassau County International Cricket Stadium in New York last night. With this win, India secured the Super 8 qualification with a game in hand in Group A. Put into bat first, the United States scored 110 runs as Ashdeep Singh delivered a beautiful spell to clinch 4 wickets. In other matches, hosts West Indies defeated New Zealand by 13 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.